Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 36, the verses 27 to 32. Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 27 to 32. After the king burnt the scroll containing the words that Baruch had written at Jeremiah's dictation, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Take another scroll and write on it all the words that were on the first scroll, which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, burnt up. Also tell Jehoiakim, king of Judah, this is what the Lord says. You burnt that scroll and said, why did you write on it that the king of Babylon would certainly come and destroy this land and wipe from it both man and beast? Therefore, this is what the Lord says about Jehoiakim, king of Judah. He will have no one to sit on the throne of David. His body will be thrown out and exposed to the heat by day and the frost by night. I will punish him and his children and his attendants for their wickedness. I will bring on them and those living in Jerusalem and the people of Judah every disaster I pronounced against them, because they have not listened. So Jeremiah took another scroll and gave it to the scribe Baruch, son of Neriah. And as Jeremiah dictated, Baruch wrote on it all the words of the scroll that Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burnt in the fire, and many similar words were added to them. My theme for reflection is the commitment to divine justice. The commitment to divine justice. Take another scroll and write on it all the former words that were in the first scroll. Jeremiah's narrative reveals the complexity of God's relationship with his people and their leaders. In Jeremiah 36, 27 to 32, we see God's unyielding dedication to truth and justice. Despite the destruction of the first scroll, God commands Jeremiah to rewrite his words, underscoring the persistence and resilience of his divine message. In our modern world, we often ignore God's commands, hoping that our neglect will be overlooked. We find comfort in our sins, mistakenly believing that God's anger will pass. However, the prophet Jeremiah reminds us that God is deeply invested in our actions. He is a God who feels profoundly, a God who demands justice and righteousness. Today's sermons often focus on themes of hope, peace, and grace, which are essential. Yet Jeremiah's message emphasizes that God's anger is equally important. It is not random, but rooted in his desire for justice. God's anger calls us to action, urging us to care for the oppressed and marginalized. For the powerful who disobey the Lord, it is a source of hope and courage for those who are suffering, writes one of the anonymous authors. This perspective transforms our understanding of divine anger. It is not merely about punishment, but about giving hope to those who suffer injustice. The oppressed need to know that God is on their side, actively working for their deliverance. God's persistent anger against dehumanizing systems is a source of comfort for those awaiting justice. My dear friends, as we embrace God's grace and mercy, we must also acknowledge our responsibilities. We are called to use our gifts, resources and talents to support the powerless, the sick and the poor. Accepting God's grace compels us to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our Creator. Jeremiah 36:27-32 reminds us that the rewriting of the scroll symbolizes the enduring nature of God's word and his commitment to justice. Let us be inspired to uphold these principles, ensuring our actions align with God's call to advocate for those in need. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can we balance our understanding of God's grace with his demand for justice in our daily lives? Number two, in what ways can we actively support and advocate for the oppressed and marginalized in our communities? Dear God, help us to understand the depth of your justice and the breadth of your grace. Inspire us to act with compassion and righteousness, sharing our gifts with those in need. May we be instruments of your love, tirelessly working to uplift the oppressed and bring hope to the suffering. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.